This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Feeding your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense and presenter of Lock and Load, Sean Maloney. Do you have any data whatsoever? You know, ostensibly, my job is to publicize you and bring you to the consciousness of people who don't know about you. How many people out there that don't know about you or anybody like you guys or that provide anything near the service you provide get arrested like Paul does and spend a lot of time in jail just because they don't know there's another way to do things? Do you have any data on that?
You know what? I don't have any data except from personal experience. I can say it's a vast majority of law-abiding citizens and law-abiding gun owners out there, because literally almost the exact same thing that happened to Paul happened to my client, that I said that there has to be a better way. Because I had this time after time after time. I would get a call from a client, doesn't matter how far past the arrest time, but it was always the same. And I'd say, wait a minute, you didn't commit a crime. But they're in jail forever long until they get a hold of me. We get them bonded out. We have a hearing, and maybe we don't get them ROR'd until I show up. And to see these young kids, 24 and 23 years old, the parents of three kids under 5 years old, lived in the community their whole entire lives, their parents, and just because of the excitement of a situation on a Friday night, you get charged wrong, and all of a sudden you need to come up with $10,000 cash for a bond, and don't forget that cash is never returned. And for two people starting out their life, the $10,000 might as well be $10 million. And unfortunately, more often than not, people living paycheck to paycheck or people who just don't know end up in the hole, filing bankruptcy. As Paul can tell you, the financial strain and pressure, you know, is enormous, and sometimes it's unrecoverable. And then, if you have $10,000 cash, and I've talked to you about this before, Bill, why spend your money? Spend my money. You know, we have the $10,000 cash that can go away forever, and you don't. For a lot of people, that's a large portion of retirement from time to time. So it's a vast majority of them. And that's why I said there's got to be a better way, because when I hear stories like that immediately, he's charged with a felony for what? Having a finger with a gun or saying he has a gun? Having an unloaded gun? Well, that's just improperly charged, and that's what they try to make stick, and then you get a good attorney, and the prosecutors realize that this isn't going to be a rollover, and it goes away. But unfortunately, it takes 6 months versus having an attorney ready on the spot the next morning when the prosecutor rolls out of bed and says, what is this? Because I'm at their office door saying to him, what is this? Well, let me get the file. I haven't even saw the file yet. I said, well, hurry up and get it, because this is ridiculous. And a good attorney is going to have that relationship and is going to cause the prosecutor not to do anything improper, but to take a look at the case because they know it's going to be defended. And that's the real difference.
And now we're going to get into the land of conjecture. I'm presuming that because of what Paul was saying, that they were in a county jurisdiction and that's why the trooper didn't hold any sway. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, when Most highway patrols, I know in the state of Ohio, the highway patrol takes care of everything that happens on interstate, but it's up to the sheriff's department, really, who's going to jail and what's going to happen.
Right.
And that's what happened in this case. It was in the jurisdiction of a county sheriff. You know, you can say what you want, Mr. Highway Patrolman, but guess what? Turn around, you're going to jail. unfortunately, Paul is probably thinking, what in the hell has happened to me right now? What has happened to me? And thank God he didn't say anything. But for a man who is Paul Afrup, who's involved with society the way he is, who's a good guy with a gun, all of a sudden to find himself in jail for 4 days, and you know from 10 minutes or an hour, jail is not a pleasant place. And if he has an attorney at that point in time, and I can tell you this from personal experience, and I know you're going to spend 4 days in jail, guess what I'm going to do or a member of my staff is going to do? They're going to be in the attorney-client room for the majority of the time, just getting you out of general population, talking to you, and maintaining your insanity, and at least coming and visiting you often enough that you don't fall alone and you're not locked up like some animal. So
yeah.
That makes a difference.
You know, I'll tell you, for anybody that's never been locked up, and when I was locked up for the hours that I was locked up, and I mean, I wasn't even locked up for a shift. I was locked up in one room, and there were not enough bunks in this one room for us, so they gave me this plastic canoe that was going to be my bed. And later, I mean, I got out just as soon as I got my canoe. And later, I found that one of my cellmates got together with another one of my cellmates and held down another one of my cellmates about 2 weeks after I was no longer there and shoved a pencil up his nose into his brain.
When you lose your liberties and you're in jail, you are in their society, you're in a different planet, you're in a different world, and you play by their rules. And unfortunately, a lot of times people don't survive. And that's why when I talk to anybody, my first mission is to keep them out of jail or get them out of jail as soon as I possibly can, because after a 1 day, 2 day, 4 hour experience, you will not be the same, and you don't need to live through that. And so that's one of the first things I try to do. And that's why I was knocking on doors for that case I told you about until 2 or 3 in the morning, because I knew this young gentleman, this good kid, would never be the same after this, and I didn't want to see that happen.
Well, see, I know the way I shoot, I'm going to have a good attorney, because they're going to characterize me as a frothing mad dog, and that's why when all of this broke with Paul, see, I Paul's not was an extraordinary circumstance, because he's a very soft-spoken fella, and I mean, you know, he's not crazy, he's not a mad dog or anything. I'm not a mad dog for that matter. I'm quite calculating, but when I heard about that and everything, the first thing I was thinking was, man. and this is the thing. I mean, I was in the same boat. I mean, prior to me knowing about you, there were other companies I knew about that I was not a member of, because I always thought there was going to be any, you know, I got plenty of time. That's not going to happen. But that kind of thing can happen in the blink of an eye.
Now, we all listen to Paul Afrup. We know what he's like. We know he's soft-spoken. We know what he would probably be like at the side of the road when he's being questioned and interrogated. If it can happen to Paul Afrup, folks, it can happen to any of us. It can happen to me. Because guess what? I'm Attorney Sean Maloney talking to the Highway Patrol. Hey, we just need to go over and talk to these sheriff's deputies and get this thing put to rest. All of a sudden, I jump out of the car. I walk up to him. Turn around. I don't care who you are. You're going to jail. Because they've heard one side of the story. Unfortunately, you don't have the best investigators out there, and unfortunately, you can't, on the side of the road at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't always control what's going on. And all of a sudden, you're at their mercy, at the mercy of how good they are or how bad they are. Or the jurisdiction. Maybe the jurisdiction says, you know, whoever makes the threats is going to jail until we sort things out. But more often than not, it's a 6-month ordeal. You know, I think about...
We're coming up on the break.
Pennsylvania, same thing. It was months and months and years.
Coming up on the break. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Teaching Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, you're more ready than most people. Joining me again is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. Let's go presidential if we can. Have you seen those reports where some of the naysayers are looking at the Never Trumpers and expecting to see them with egg on their face because it is basically a statistical tie in all of the polls that count?
Yeah, I you know, and I've seen that, and it just makes me wonder what are these Never Trumpers? What are they thinking of? How can they not look beyond of whatever their petty difference is? And a lot of them, they won't tell you what's wrong, but all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of these people are stuck on Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz didn't help anybody certainly at the convention, nor did John Kasich. But these people have to realize that what they end up doing is for every vote they don't cast is a vote for Hillary Clinton. And if they want to live the next 4 years under the oppression that Hillary Clinton's going to bring us all under the flat out changes of our Constitution, and people say, oh, they can't take away our gun rights. People are still saying that they can't take them away. Change Heller, folks, and you don't have a right to carry. Change Heller, folks, and your right to keep and bear arms is not an individual right. Guess whose right it is? It's the government. And it's that simple, and they don't think that far. They try to think it's not going to happen. And, Bill, I've talked to you this before. You know what? We have all these keyboard commandos. If they're going to be the ones that pull the trigger when they're at the door to get our guns, but you folks can't get off the couch and go vote. So I don't have a whole hell of a lot of confidence in you pulling the trigger if you can't vote.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is the thing about this that I'm looking at. Hillary's going to have turnout problems. Hillary's going to have turnout problems, and Trump has got all kinds of people that turned out. He's got more people, a lot more people than Romney, a lot more people than McCain, a lot more people than Dole. So, right now, the Zogby poll and the other three polls that they call the Big Four, they're within, like, the statistical
ties.
Margin errors. So
there was an institutional margin of errors. You know, and I've thought about the same thing. I can remember Ronald Reagan. I can remember the media telling me that Jimmy Carter was going to kick Ronald Reagan down the road. And that was the silent majority. Well, I'm hoping they're still there. But then, you know, who were these people that voted for Trump? How organized, were the other side to get people that voted? I knew a lot of people the first time around voted for Obama to make sure Hillary Clinton didn't get in. Well, look what we got. So, you have to get these people. And Bill, that's why I keep saying you are the people that are going to win this election. It's going to be the podcasters. It's going to be the Paul Lathrops. It's going to be the Rob Morrises. It's going to be you. Bill Frady it's going to be. It's going to be Sean Herron. Because we can't listen to anybody else. And all the other media is lying. They're flat out telling us lies. They're leading us down a path, making us all believe right now that there's nothing we can do. Hillary's going to win. And plus, you're flat out wrong. And that's what they're trying to make us believe. So I want to think like you, and I truly believe it is. And I have money on the line with a couple bloggers and a couple people that you know that it's going to be a pretty big win for Trump. But I don't want to let that out there. You know, I'm at NRA headquarters in Butler County, Ohio, a swing state. And Butler County, Ohio is important because nobody has ever won the state of Ohio without winning Butler County. So Butler County, Ohio is the focus point where I live and where the NRA campaign field office is. And I was there today again, you know, volunteering when you first called me, talking to people, you know, and how do we get our friends? You got to talk to them. This is important, and yes, we can win. And, you know, and I pitched Bill Frady. Who was that on the phone? It said, Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio. Listen to him. They're talking he's talking about you, and he's saying everything that you guys want to hear. And so, listeners, it's up to us. And I'm confident that if you're listening to Bill Frady, that you're not going to vote any other way for Donald Trump because you understand that Hillary Clinton will destroy this country.
Well, you know, I led with a story about Hillary basically being the political extinction level event. Simply because, I mean, right now we've got all kinds of problems. Now, you know, Obama just dropped $1.3 billion to buy some people back from Iran. It's not going to be safe to be anywhere in the world anymore. There's going to be Americans start getting picked up by these little Muslim jihadi groups all over the place just for the payday.
Oh, you better believe it. And how stupid can a country be? And then how, you know what? Nobody did it. up until this point. So I guess we found out how stupid you have to be. You have to be Obama stupid to do what they did. You know, nobody would do that. Nobody would pay that payday because they knew what it meant to other Americans throughout the world. They know what it means to you and I. Do I want to go out of the country? I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to leave this country. Just for that reason and you know, that reason alone, we have a lot of boys and men and women throughout the country defending us. Well, what kind of target did that just put on their back? Now they can't go anywhere off base. They can be anywhere in Europe, in Eastern Europe, working anywhere at the bases, and now they can't do anything because they're an American, and guess what? Take an American, get about $400 million. What will that do?
They'll become quite popular, won't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Very popular. And as far as all that goes, though, I mean, that doesn't, with the way they're trying to do things, you know, they import 100,000 Islamists a year. So, I mean, this could become a cottage industry in Linden Hills, Minnesota, or around Lake Como, Italy. You've seen where the Somalians are, they got Switzerland closed them off, and now George Clooney has them for neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm, right. Right. And you think about, you know, I think about Ben calling me from Minnesota. Minnesota is replete with who knows who. You know, and everybody picks on Donald Trump. Oh, you want to keep all the Muslims out? No, I don't. I want to try to check to see to make sure we're not importing terrorists, buying them houses, giving them medical care, and giving them jobs. That's what I want to make sure, that they're not here to kill me. Now, what kind of common sense is that? I mean, that's what we all want. But you know what? He's some kind of evil person with an evil empire because he wants to protect Americans.
Well, you know, I'm good either way. I've got my little contingency plans, as you do too, and I think we'll probably end up having to use them at some point. Second call defense. If you do have to use your contingency plan, then you best have them in your corner, because everything that you heard Paul talking about is real. And it happened to him for real. And Second Call Defense is one company that can keep that from happening to you to that degree. Certainly, the financial worries won't be there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, leading your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Coming from the man himself, we're joined by the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. As we're looking around out there with what we see going on, especially with Clinton, I mean, I as far as Clinton is concerned, I think she is very, very worried about this election. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think that? I mean, there's what the media is putting out, of course, you know, and they're all in the bag for her. But at the same time, I mean, for Clinton, if it doesn't happen this time, it's never going to happen. She is done.
Right, right. And you know what? I think she just made a statement that she's the most transparent candidate that there's ever been. But now think about being Hillary Clinton waking up every morning.
Please,
she knows everything that she's done. Can you imagine what walking on eggshells is like with her? But, you know, after you get a director of the FBI who outlines everything she's done and then says, I'm not going to indict her, certainly that gives you a certain amount of strength. And now you have the Clinton Foundation that's under fire, and, you know, you kind of think that you're not going to do anything with that either. But she seems to be able to move forward with this election, with this race, with impunity. And you're right, this is it for her. If she doesn't make it this time, she's not going to make it. So this is really the last hurrah, if you think about it, for the mainstream media that's pushing the liberal agenda like this. I mean, I can't imagine anybody else who's really out there. Even Bernie Sanders made more sense on a lot of things than Hillary Clinton did. And, you know, and he's a socialist. But, you know, now I think there was a poll, wasn't there last week, where 11% of Americans, only 11% of Americans would trust her as president. Or believe, you know. What are you talking about, folks?
I kind of think Bernie Sanders is a capitalist, isn't he?
Yeah, if you look at it that way, it sure is. And then on top of everything else, what she tries to say, and Heller is wrong, and she's going to change that immediately. Well, she'll have the power to change Heller. And then, and actually 2 days ago, I got a call from Dick Heller. He gave me a call. We were just checking in with each other. And I said, Dick, I said, they got it wrong. And he said, what are you talking about? And, you know, and we kind of laughed, but he said, you know what? That's pretty serious because the Supreme Court can reverse me as well with everything I laid on the table, as well as they supported me. And now you think about, you know what, the Second Amendment is not an individual right. That's the biggest thing that came out of Heller, folks, was that they declared the Second Amendment to be an individual right. It wasn't a collective right. It wasn't a right of the government. Because then when it becomes a right of the government, the old militia story that it's the National Guard, which didn't exist, by the way, back then. So how can, and I mean, the Founding Fathers were good, but how could they write a law for things that they couldn't imagine? But that's what we have to consider, and that's what we have to be aware of. And it's not automatic. And so if you think about it now, with all the hundreds of millions of dollars the Clinton Foundation does, get ready, folks, because if Hillary starts to feel she's losing, can you imagine what they're going to do with media? I mean, the NRA just announced they spent $20 or $30 million on media that they've reserved for September and October. Now, think about the hundreds of millions of media that she can bring to the table.
Well, you know, what I keep thinking about is all this money that she's spending on media and everything when she's already got the media in the bag.
Right.
And Trump gets all the free publicity just by saying something outrageous. I mean, he's playing them well. I do not think that she's altogether there. She obviously is, I don't know what's wrong with her. I saw something where I guess some balloons were coming down, and she was animated to the degree that, like, if I were trying to direct somebody to be the Joker from Batman, that would be what I wanted, was her reaction to those balloons. I mean,
well,
it was very animated and very creepy.
I agree with you, and it wouldn't it be nice, and, I was young. I was a kid in grade school coming home and watching the hearings on Nixon. Poor Richard Nixon, he didn't do a damn thing. and he went away in shame for the rest of his life. And now we have Hillary Clinton getting away with that, and it's purely because the mainstream media, and I point out at mainstream, they don't deserve our dollars, they don't deserve our time. You want to spend money on media, you spend money on Bill Frady. You want to spend money on media that matters? You spend money on somebody that's telling the truth. You don't keep patronizing mainstream media who's lying to us every day. Every day they're lying to us. And they're not held accountable. You know, something happens, you know, the swimmers for the U.S. Olympics got in a little bit of trouble. Well, they've lost millions of dollars. Their whole careers are over now. They won't get any endorsements. Well, what about the media and MSNBC and CNN and all these people that repeatedly lie to us to affect the outcome of an election? Nothing whatsoever, you know, is sacred to them. You know, what our founding fathers, what we fought for in World War I and World War II, in Vietnam, in all the Iraqis, what we fought for in Afghanistan doesn't mean anything to these people. We fought for liberty, and we still do.
Yeah, I don't have any illusions about that. I used to get my feelings hurt about that, but at the same time, I reserve the right to get my pound of flesh if the moment comes.
Right.
I'm just the mainstream media as much as they're in the bag. I mean, the problem they have is the new media that you're talking about, the podcasting and everything else. And Hillary spending money on ads and everything else. After what I saw with you guys in Colorado, that's when I realized money in politics is just advertising. That's it. That's all they're buying is advertising. So.
And just to tell you, and you've been watching the chat boxes too, I have offers of people to start hitting the streets in Ohio. And, you know, I gave them my phone numbers, and with the power that the NRA and the I-360 system that they have, anybody that wants to make calls for battleground states, you can download the software on your smartphone, and it will automatically, you log in, and it automatically dials people for you. And when they answer, you just read the script, talk to them, and if it goes to the answer machine, hit the answer machine button, and it goes on, and you can literally reach out to thousands of people in an hour or two. And you can make calls in Ohio or in Colorado, wherever the battleground states are at that point in time. If you guys want to get involved, by all means do so. If you can make it to Ohio and you want to go door to door and you don't have money for a hotel, I hope my wife's not listening. I got room.
Well, see, here's the thing. You know, I look at what you and Tim and all you guys did in Colorado. I look at what you did in Virginia. And this is the nation's moment right now. This is the nation's moment to look at all the people that are saying, you're not smart enough, and you're not this, and you're not that, and you need to vote for us, and we're your betters. And, I mean, they're getting this from Democrats and Republicans alike in some cases. This is the nation's moment to turn all of that on its head. And I kind of think with all the rage that's built up and all of the economic impact of Obama and everything, I think Hillary's operating. I mean, I don't expect her, you know, Dukakis was going to win. Remember when Dukakis was up 28 points? I mean, polls don't mean nothing.
And I think you're so right, and that should be a slogan. This is America's moment. This is America's moment to keep this country. This is America's moment to take back the country. We haven't fully lost this country, but damn, we can see what it's going to look like if we do.
Yeah.
But you were so right, Bill. This is a moment. This is America's moment to shine. This is us to show the rest of the world that this is our country, we're in control, and damn it, we're going to defend our country, our turf, and, you know, stay out of our way.
We're going to go away one more time. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. This is definitely Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Feeding Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Join them at Second Call Defense. If you're carrying a gun for any reason, if you have a gun for self-defense of any type, in the car, in the house, on your person, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. I keep going back to Paul. Because, I mean, those moments, everybody knew where I was at when I was locked up for child support. And, I mean, as soon as I was locked up, they were working on paying it because I had the money to pay it. They just told me the judge would give me a chance to pay it, and the judge locked me up. So they're going to pay it and everything, and it takes 6 hours to get out even after you complied with everything they want to do. And even though I knew everybody was doing everything, I was going to get out that day and everything, it was horrible. It was the most horrible thing I've ever been through without being in the hospital, I guess makes sense. And how many people do you rescue? I mean, with Second Call Defense, how many people are like just so happy to see you guys when you finally get to the lockup?
Well, you know, there's a person out there that is from Kentucky that was the first client that we had. And I guess it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. And he went to jail. And his wife forgot that he had Second Call Defense, and so he spent a couple of days in jail, and he was in his early 70s. And then I got the phone call, and after I got the phone call, within 45 minutes, he was out because I had a great attorney in Kentucky that got him out and that everything went away because it was a ridiculous charge. And as an attorney myself, I take the practice of law differently. I'm privileged to be representing anybody that needs my help. When I graduated from law school, I wasn't any different than anybody listening. I wasn't special. I just worked hard, and I'm a farm boy from Pennsylvania that was blessed with the ability, I guess, to argue. And from the beginning, I realized that what if it was me there? And so that's why I spent four Super Bowl Sundays in a row in jail. I spend 6, 7, 8 hours on a Saturday in jail because the person that has been arrested, I know, doesn't deserve to be arrested, and he doesn't have to have his life changed. So this person is in the attorney prisoner room that we have where we can go with just some chairs and the table and talk, and so they don't have to be in general population. So I understand how important that is, not to have your liberties, your freedom, and not to be with a bunch of animals locked up. And that's why, similarly to Paul, when my client at 24 years of age, was in jail, I knew that he would never survive. And I knew he wouldn't be the same person, and that's what makes a difference. And so, you know what? There are attorneys out there that are still doing it for the right thing. It's just not the almighty dollar. And those are our attorneys at Second Call Defense, and the attorneys that I'll put everybody in touch with if they need them. But I point this out. Listen to Paul. You've listened to his podcast. You know who the guy is. If it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody, folks. Don't wait to try to find an attorney when your spouse is doing it and you've already been arrested. It's going to be days. Who knows what's going to happen? Then you don't know what attorney you're going to get. So act proactively. Spend, you know, under $10 a month if that's what you have. And make sure you have an attorney available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and I don't care what holiday it is. We do this because we love this. We do this because we believe in our right to keep and bear arms. And we do this because we know that our ability to protect ourselves and our family is paramount. And I'm privileged to represent you, Bill, if you ever needed me. I'd be privileged to be there for you.
Well, I'm glad you would feel that way, because I'd be we're about the same age, but I'd be looking at you like you were my dad. I'd be like, we're going to get out of here, right, Sean? We're going to go have coffee right after this, right, Sean? I mean, I'd have to stay here with these guys. Go back to this like I'm doing. You know, I always
tell people, when your attorney arrives, your world is going to change, because it's just not you anymore. It's you and an attorney anymore. And then all of a sudden, when you show up, everything that the law enforcement officer has done, everything the prosecutor has done, is spinning in their heads. Oh, crap. What did we just do?
Yeah. That part, that's the funnest part about it. I mean, I don't want to shoot anybody. But, I mean, if that ever happens, I'm going to put you or whoever answers the phone on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
And when law enforcement comes up to me, I'm going to say, listen, I'm a little shook up right now. Would you speak to my attorney while I go over here and throw up? Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to let them, you know, and because I don't want to get locked up for that either. But, I mean.
And it makes all the difference in the world. And I tell people, you know, I've done it all. I know it works because I've done it all. I've already been doing it before I created Second Call Defense and gave people the ability to protect themselves beforehand. You know, and my friends are cops. They're sheriff's deputies. They know me. I know them. I know what's going on. I know what happens when they get arrested. I know what happens when I pony up. I get phone calls from deputies, sheriff deputies, from police officers that say, Sean, you need to take a look at this case because it's bull crap. And so when other officers are telling me that this person has been harassed for being a concealed carry holder or open carry holder, and they call me and say, you better take a look at this case, you know, they're represented by public defender. And it was the latest one I got. I got a call from a captain that I respect immensely. He said, Sean, please take a look at this. This is ridiculous. He was locked up in the jail with this captain worked out of. He looked at the facts and said, boy, this is ridiculous. This poor kid needs help. And when you can have an attorney that other police officers are calling and saying, you need to take a look at this, that's what you're going to get when you get a Second Call Defense attorneys, because they're attorneys that work every day, every night in that jurisdiction. And they know every bailiff, they know every nook and cranny of the courthouse, and they probably donated or worked on the campaign of the judge. That's what you need. And that's what we can offer. And that's what I tell people, that I think the greatest thing Second Call Defense offers is the best attorney that you can possibly have where the incident took place. Anybody in the world can retain me from Cincinnati, Ohio, but it doesn't do you a damn bit of good when you're in Florida. It doesn't do any good when you're in Nebraska, but I will promise you the best attorney in Nebraska or in Florida when you need it.
Yeah, that's the part that I like the best. That's the part I like the best. I just see myself standing there, probably leaning against the wall, shaking and everything, and then they start asking me all these questions, and I just look at them and go, I'm sorry, gentlemen, I now have to let loose the hounds of hell on you. And then, you know.
I like that, the hounds of hell, that's good. And yeah, that's what we should be doing when we're getting our friends out to vote. Let's bring it back to Hillary Clinton. The hounds of hell need to pursue her, need to make sure that she never sits that seat in the Oval Office, that the only woman that needs to be in that Oval Office was already there, kneeling before Bill.
Yep. I'll be the, you know, I take care of them. I am Beelzebub. So I take care of the hounds of hell. I unleash them whenever I can. We're about to run out of time here, so let me do a little plugging, if I may, please, sir. Second Call Defense. This is, besides, you know, being involved in Second Call Defense, you're involved by varying degrees of separation in teaching teachers how to defend children in a classroom. I'm talking gunfighting classroom.
Correct.
Supporting Second Call Defense means you're supporting a bunch of activists in states, all 50 states. I mean,
I'm on my way to Colorado Friday morning, folks, to talk to the Independence Institute to do whatever I can to help them get faster and arm teachers and arm personnel in the state of Colorado where it all started, which, you know, Columbine is what brought this all and slapped us in the face. And so that's where I'm heading on Friday. I'm going to talk to whoever I can. I'm going to piss off whoever I'm going to piss off, but we're going to start protecting these kids the way they need protected.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're the only thing that's available to do it. I mean, the only way to fight force is with force.
Exactly.
You can be Gandhi after you've got your boot on their neck, and then after that you can negotiate all you like. So, anyway, before we go away, Second Call Defense, any combination of my name, thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it every time I'm on here with you.
Let's talk tomorrow, by the way. I still want to talk to you tomorrow. We'll do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.